North and South by Elizabeth Gaskell. Dramatised for radio by Charlotte Keatley. Episode 2. Men and Gentlemen.
The spasms were terrible, Mr. Hale, so I called out Dr. Donaldson.
Spasms? You acted wisely, Dixon.
I wish I'd never gone to the Thornton's party. How could I leave Mama for evening?
I was with her the whole while, Miss
Margaret. Now, don't cry. Goodness me. Mama was fine when we left. Perhaps it's one of her headaches.
Ah, Mr. Hale.
Good evening, Dr. Donaldson. How is she?
I suggest you come in alone for a moment, sir.
Very well.
No. Papa?
You wait here, miss.
Now, don't be alarmed.
Mariah. He's dead.
Sir.
Let me go to her.
Sit down, sir. Your wife is not dead.
I can't see her breathing.
It's the effect of the opiates I've given her.
Opiates?
Pain relief.
She was in such pain.
Yes. The disease has taken hold now. For the next few months, these spasms will increase, I'm afraid. It's more painful for you to see than for her to bear. They will generally pass by the morning.
The disease. Is it...
She may live for another year. But you must prepare yourself for the fact that it may be a matter of weeks.
Mariah.
Hold her hand. Feel. The pulse is there.
But weak. Doctor, does Margaret know about this?
Yes.
She never told me.
Miss Hale acted under my instruction.
She's twisting her face. What can we do for her?
There's little we can do. I recommend a waterbed, so that Mrs. Hale can lie comfortably.
I don't know how to find such a thing, but perhaps Margaret
would. The Thorntons have one. Mr. Thornton would be glad to help you, I'm certain. He speaks highly of you, and the lessons you give him.
Doctor! I brought my wife to Milton because I left the church. Left the south, the soft air of Helston, and now I'm afraid it's killing her. The air, the smoke here. Could it be... I know she's not been happy
here.
We
know little about the cause of this disease.
My wife.
Be a man, sir, and a Christian. Have faith in the immortality of the soul, which no disease can touch.
Faith.
Now, Mr. Hale, you must get some rest yourself.
Hello, please, Tom.
Come in, Miss Hale.
Is she... Mama?
Your mother is sleeping peacefully now.
Margaret.
Oh, Papa.
I'll ask your housekeeper to sit by Mrs. Hale for the night.
No, I'll stay by her.
How could I not have seen this?
Shh. Shh, Papa. And you must sleep now.
I'll come every day now.
Dr. Donaldson, your fee. What arrangement shall we make?
Well, that has been settled by Mr. Thornton.
Oh, no, I cannot allow that.
He has insisted, as a friend.
Quiet! Quiet! Quiet, this is the spinning floor. The machines are operated by women. There's work for some of your children picking up fluff from under the looms. There are 40 machines. Mr. Stockdale here is the overlooker on this floor.
If you are unfamiliar with any operations this morning, ask me. Any breakages are to be paid for out of your wages.
What about us?
I'll take you down to the weaving floor in a moment and show you the looms.
Men are also needed in the cutting room, and there's unskilled work, carrying bales and unloading wagons.
We'll go to the yard last of all. You may walk there in brakes.
The factory gates will only open for cotton wagons to enter and exit.
No one is to leave the mill premises on any account.
It is for
your own protection. The Milton strikers may be violent if they see you.
You got us here on
foot.
You came here for the work. You start at noon today. The next delivery for Dieppe must be ready in a fortnight.
What risk of our lives. Here, we can
tell
about...
Listen. Quiet! I'll promise you, I'll safeguard your lives.
It's not worth it for 2 weeks' work, is it?
No.
Then 4 weeks. I'll promise you 4 weeks' employment. And if the strike is still on, I'll employ you through September.
Have we your word on that?
My word. And I'll put an extra watch on the gate. Keep this side of the wall and no harm will come to you.
How will we sleep at night?
How will we sleep?
Quiet! Quiet! What is this unruly noise?
Mrs. Thornton here has organised your accommodation.
Your sleeping quarters will be on the top floor of this warehouse. Babies can be left there during the day if they are swaddled.
And victuals.
I'm supervising your meals. These will be provided at 6, noon and 6 in the storeroom on the ground floor.
Margaret, wake up, dear. Curled up on my chair like a kitten.
Mama, how are you feeling?
I'm very well. Come in.
Mariah, how are you?
Oh, I've had a wonderful deep sleep, my dear.
Good morning, Mrs. Hale.
Good morning. Put it down
on the floor here, Dixon.
What's this box? For me?
Delivered this morning.
With your name upon it.
Lift the lid.
Watch the nails, Margaret.
A lot of store and...
Oh, what are they?
Oranges.
Oranges? Spanish oranges?
Yes, indeed, Mama. How clever of him.
Who?
Why, Frederick. He sent them as a sign that he's received our letter.
Oh, do you think so?
Of course.
He has a note.
Let me see. What does it say?
22 days.
Oh, Mama, you shall see him soon.
Oh, Master Frederick, after all these years...
There, Mariah. This is better than any medicine.
What shall I do with the oranges?
Give me that one, Dixon.
Here, sir.
Now, where's my pocket knife? One must cut so...
Oh, scent.
And now, my dear, fresh orange segments.
Here now, try a piece of orange.
I'll save it for Mary and Dad.
I've brought some more, Bessie. Try this one.
Oh, it's that sweet.
It will help your fever.
I can't swallow.
Oh, you feel safe.
You see, I've not eaten these 2 days. There's only bread left, and I can't.
Oh, we'd never turn down.
Oh, you'd grub along on our miserable wages forever, would you? Miss Hale, this is our neighbour, Mr. Boucher. You'll take us as you find us today.
I always do, Mr. Higgins.
Dad, she's brought us some oranges.
I wish we'd never joined the union.
And who else would have provided for you through the strike?
The allowance don't get 8 of us through the week.
Sit down by the fire, man. The union gives
us... Curse the union! They've made us hold out past enduring.
We'll win. We've all turned out now. Hampers, Slicks and Thornton.
You said 4 weeks and the masters would give in.
So I did, and we've 3 days to hold out.
Thornton won't give up.
Aye, Thornton's a bulldog.
A bulldog?
Once he's set his teeth, he'll not budge. Though I expect he's a gentleman to you.
I hardly know him.
Well, even Thornton can't afford to lose any more trade.
We say Thornton sent for Belfast weavers.
We're honest workers and honest strikers. If Thornton is cheating, then the public will stand by us, not him.
There's a gathering going to Marlborough Mill today. We'll see if...
A what, Boucher?
Just to show our faces. To see if we can smell Irish
If we
blood.
Raise one fist, we're danged. You know the union rules, peaceful and honest means.
Little Jack won't sleep no more for crying out with hunger.
Let me give you something, please. I've got my purse.
Look, don't you come interfering. I've got something of my own put by if it comes to that.
I'm afraid he's been drinking as he can't smoke in the house no more because of me. I bet, Bessie. I won't live out this strike like man before me.
Here, give me. Don't cry, man, here. Go and buy the little one a sup of milk.
If he dies before we get our 5%.
Go on!
Dad, have you been...
Bessie, stop mithering me.
That was kind of you to help him out.
Kind? We've got to win.
He's a Christian, though he'd never say it.
Boucher's a weak chap. He and his wife don't manage their means well at all. Not all folk is wise. But for all that, we must help them through.
Bessie, you sleep now. Last night, I dreamed the gates of heaven opened... And all the folks streamed through.
That's my father.
It's a bottle top.
Give it me, I was rolling it.
I don't know how you can run about in this heat. Where are all your playmates today?
They're to keep indoors.
It's quiet, isn't it? I can't get used to the mills without all the clattering and smoke.
Where are you going?
I'm on an errand to ask for a bed for my mother, who's poorly.
Can't you sleep in your bed?
This is a particular kind. A waterbed.
I'm on an errand too.
Are you?
Why are you blubbing?
Oh, my mother's not well.
Are you going into Thornton's mill?
Yes.
Are you one of them Irish?
No. Why?
Dad sent me on lookout.
Margaret,
Did you walk here? Alone?
Yes.
Or did you see them?
Who?
The strikers.
No.
Mother said to keep the blinds down, so they can't see us if they break into the yard.
Who? They can't get into your yard. That wall and the high gates.
They'll batter the gates down with their bodies, Mother says. Oh, I can't breathe.
Don't go across the yard to lock the Irish in the warehouse or they'll be torn apart by the strikers. Those foolish women are crying to go home. Goodness, Miss Hale, what a moment to visit us.
I called to ask your son a favour.
He's busy. What is it?
Dr. Donaldson said you have a waterbed and might be prepared to lend it to us for my mother.
What's that? Sarah?
Mrs. Thornton, the crowd are climbing the back wall and coming into the factory yard.
Oh. Open the blind, Sarah.
Are you sure?
Sarah?
Yes, ma'am.
Mama! Mama!
Honey, keep back from the window. Oh, the beasts. The front gates will hold.
They're wild.
Your mother will be killed.
It's John's blood they want.
Mother?
John, they're at the front as well.
See, crossing the yard and it's her.
The gates, they've broken them. Mama, hold me.
Go upstairs to your room.
I can't. She's fainted, ma'am.
Carry her upstairs.
I'm shaking. Oh,
then I shall carry her here.
Mind out.
Tara, come with us.
I advise you to keep away from the window, Miss Hale.
Those poor creatures. Hundreds. Starving faces.
I'm sorry you're at such risk here with us, but if you can keep your courage for 5 minutes, the soldiers will be here.
Soldiers?
Yes, I said.
You coward! You'll stand here and let them be cut to pieces by soldiers.
They're wild beasts.
They're human beings driven mad with hunger.
Oh, look, they've turned to the mill door.
Go out there and speak to them before they become violent.
Miss Hale, you don't understand
them. Are you a man? Then go down there and reason with them man to man.
They are beyond reason.
You can make them listen to you if you want.
Very well, I will go. You may bar the front door behind me.
Aye, and I'll stand here till every one of you has gone. Go now! There are soldiers coming!
Go back inside
the house. Those men have stones!
Never at your bidding!
Don't be violent!
I can't hear you.
Go! Go peaceably while you can!
Oh. You hit a woman. Miss Hale, she's out cold.
That stone were meant for thee, Thornton, but thou art hid behind a woman. Come and get me then, man. Come on.
Here I stand. There's no one shielding me now.
Beat me to death if you will.
But you'll never make me change my mind.
I ever loved. What have I done to you? Oh, it's so cold.
John, what's happened? We saw the mob go. Are you hurt?
No, Mother. Miss Hale is.
She's not dead.
No.
She's so white.
She's lost a good deal of blood.
Mother! Margaret! Bleeding in her hair.
We must fetch a surgeon. Where's Sarah?
Well, she ran upstairs to her room.
Well, I hear now, Miss Fanny.
Sarah, bring a basin and cloths and my eau de cologne at once.
Yes, ma'am.
Fanny, your handkerchief, quickly.
Mine?
I'll go for Dr. Donaldson.
No, John, you go to the Irish. We could hear them crying out to go home. I'll see to Miss Hale.
Will she be all right?
She's badly stunned. I'll go for the doctor myself, if necessary.
And call a cab to take her home.
Of course, John. Hurt in our house. Well, the poor girl has taken a terrible blow.
And I'm trembling, Mother.
Here we are, ma'am.
Careful, Sarah. Fortunately, the wound is not as deep as I first feared.
Horrible. They must have thrown a stone in our drawing room.
Oh, how could they? Oh, she must have fainted in here and hit her head.
Mrs. Thornton, I don't know if I ought to tell you.
Don't speak in half sentences.
I was watching from my window. Miss Hale went out onto the front step with Mr. Thornton.
Outside?
And she threw herself upon the master and put her arms up round his neck.
What?
Yes, she did. Hugged him in front of all those men.
I don't believe you.
She wouldn't be so forward.
I'm telling you what I saw.
I know she's fond of John, but she wouldn't...
Me? Enough. Sarah, go and call a cab.
Oh,
She's crying.
She's just coming too. Miss Hale.
Am I here still? I must go.
Steady now, or you'll faint again.
Did I faint?
Apparently, I was about to call the doctor.
Oh, there's no need. Some fresh air.
You've cut your head.
Who has? What's this?
I've put strips of plaster across it.
Thank you, Mrs. Thornton. Well, I must be going.
Yes, indeed. I've called a cab.
No, I'll walk.
It's paid for.
Why, how kind of you.
Wait.
I can't. I don't want my mother to be worried as to where I am. Suppose she hears of the riot.
Margaret, weren't you frightened?
Frightened?
Yes, Miss Hale. You are bolder than I thought.
Am I? Is she asleep?
Half an hour ago. I couldn't make her comfortable. Tried the pillows this way and that. She's feverish with the heat. She was so worried.
Oh dear, I was fine.
About Frederick. Whether he will ever reach us. She's afraid that if he lands in England, he'll be arrested immediately and hanged before we hear of it, which is quite possible. Some days I wish you hadn't written that letter.
Whatever Mama wants is what she needs, I believe.
At least waited and discussed it with me.
I acted out of feeling.
Where have you been?
I'm sorry, I...
It's hard to keep one's spirits up. We talked of Helston, the garden. But my mouth is so dry some moments I cannot speak.
Have you eaten?
Dixon brought a tray, but... Were the Thorntons at home? Did you ask for the waterbed?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Margaret, you're not listening to me.
Oh, it's the heat tonight and I'm a little tired.
Yes, I'm exhausted, I'll admit it.
You go to bed now, Papa. I'll take over.
I don't know how she had the courage. When I heard them shouting bulldog at you, I went cold and sick inside.
John, you've not touched your food.
Sarah said, come to the window. They're throwing stones at your brother, but my legs went to jelly and that's when I fainted again. To think, she was out there.
I don't want to hear this.
I'm sorry. I only mean to say that I think Miss Hale is a very brave person.
Are you going to finish that peach, Fanny?
As neither of you will say so.
What arrangements have you made with the police, John?
Regarding?
Punishment of the rioters who have destroyed your property.
I'm going to the police office this evening. And on my way back, I'll deliver the waterbed to the Hales.
Tonight? You can't go tonight. It's too late.
And to inquire after Miss Hale.
John... Come back to me this evening. Tomorrow you can go to Miss Hale.
No. Go tonight. You must do what you want, John.
Honey, you are speaking out of turn. Now go upstairs to your room.
So I will. But I know what I know.
Mother, you know I must ask Miss Hale.
Yes. You are bound in honour. After such a display of feelings from her.
Feelings?
Don't be angry with me.
I hardly dare hope.
Is she such a princess? Oh. Well, at least she has shown her true colours at last, and she may be worthy of you for such boldness.
I'll order the carriage.
Stay, John. After tonight, I will stand second in your life, please. This one last evening.
Margaret. Look at you, sleeping like a baby.
What was I like?
Well, an ugly little thing, to be frank, dear. It was Frederick had the looks, curly hair and blue eyes. You had such big, solemn eyes even then.
Oh.
But a nice smile. Didn't cry even when you were teething. Frederick, he howled, poor lamb. I had him to sleep beside me every night here in this big bed.
Don't know now. I'm sure he is safe.
How can we know?
Because if he was in danger, you would know. You would feel it. Because you are his mother. Oh. Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Hale. Oh, is Miss Hale not awake?
No, I'm...
If these nights are too much for you, I'll take over again.
That won't be necessary, Dixon.
The waterbed has arrived.
Oh, how kind.
Mr. Thornton came in person. He was asking particular how you are, miss.
No. He must mean Mrs. Hale.
So I showed him into the drawing room.
Margaret, fetch my pen and paper.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll write and thank Mrs. Thornton at once. And you can take the note down with you.
Here.
Oh, and brush your hair, dear. You've something sticking in it.
Yes, of course.
Dixon, go and tell Mr. Thornton we'll be a few minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what you'll do without me, dear, I don't know.
Mama.
Look at you. There's something on your collar.
I'll fetch a cleaner.
Take one of my lace ones that you starch so prettily. The Thorntons have been such good friends. I worry for you. They're the only friends you have in Milton.
That's not true. I have...
Of quality. Who will see you properly settled?
Well, Papa.
Do you know, I shall ask Mrs. Thornton today to pay me a visit. I will ask her, Margaret, to be a mother to you after I'm gone.
But Aunt Shaw...
is far away in Corfu. Mrs. Thornton has two children of her own, hasn't she?
Yes.
And they're not married yet, are they?
No.
Then she will understand my worries and fears. Take this letter now, and mind you are warm to Mr. Thornton. You were always so po-faced in his company, Margaret.
Yes, Mama. Good morning.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Come down, but she's...
Well, thank you, but I didn't come... Did you do this? The oranges arranged so prettily with their leaves.
Someone sent them.
Margaret, I owe you an apology yesterday.
No. I sent you down into danger and I apologise for that.
Oh, you spoke the truth
to
me.
Which deserves no special thanks.
More than this, I have a deep gratitude.
You have nothing to be grateful
for. I do, and you must let me say it.
Please.
Miss Hale.
No.
I owe you my life.
You exaggerate.
Henceforth, whenever I rejoice in being alive or take pride in a good day's work, I'll say to myself, I owe it to her. It doubles the gladness of every moment of being, Miss Hale. That I owe my life to the woman I love.
How can you speak to me so?
How? I've never loved before.
Stop. This is all you're imagining.
No.
Yes! You think, when I shielded you yesterday, that I acted out of feelings for you? No! If you were a gentleman, yes, a gentleman, you would understand that any woman would have done this. Used her vulnerability to save a man's life. It does not mean... It does not.
I am not a gentleman, no. I am a man, so I will say what I feel.
And you insult me with it.
I know you despise me, but you might believe
me. I don't want to.
I see that.
Let go of my hands.
Is it so repulsive to be loved by me?
What I did for you, Mr. Thornton, I would have done for any man.
I've never loved any woman before. My life has been too absorbed in work. But now that I do, I will always love you.
How dare you?
I'll never express it again. There. I've said it. Now I'll go.
Mr. Thornton.
Yes?
We've always opposed each other. Let's not be angry anymore. You've been very kind to my mother and father.
Good day, Miss Hale.
I'm looking for a coach to Milton.
Where's that? It's not local.
It's in the north.
Well, you'll have to go up to London and make inquiries there.
Does your coach go to London?
No, sir. There's one stops outside the Plymouth Arms at 10.
Thank you.
Kiki. Come on, then. Come on.
Yeah. Good morning.
Could you...
Good morning, Leonards. I've nothing for you to spend on, gin.
No. You misunderstand me.
Do I?
I merely wanted to ask you about that gentleman off the Spanish ship. Where's he going?
What's it to you, Mr. Leonards?
I knows him.
I didn't take him to be an opium dealer. Too handsome.
Right. He's a Navy man. It was a Navy man. We sailed together many years ago. He owes me something.
Does he? Poor man. Well, he asked for a London coach.
There's a shilling.
And there shall be a new heaven and a new earth.
It's no use reading to me, miss. I'm blaspheming him yet, thinking we such anger of what happened yesterday.
I'm sorry I didn't come. My mother, she's very ill now.
So did you not hear about the riot at Marlborough Mill?
Yes, but your father wasn't there, was he?
Of course not. Don't look so worried. It was a committee meeting. Only he's been out ever since, scouring the streets for him as threw the first stone.
Oh, dear.
We've had Judas living next door all along, it turns out.
Steady. What do you mean?
Boucher threw a stone at Welly, killed Thornton's sister.
How do you know it was Boucher threw it?
How do you know? He was seen. Mrs. Boucher's taken to her bed with the shock of it.
Won't your dad want to protect her?
Why should he? All his work undone by a fool. He's a good man to turn Boucher over to the police himself.
They'll only want the ringleader, surely.
Aye. There's warrants out for their arrest. But Thornton's put out a reward for naming whoever threw that stone.
Let's pray for forgiveness, Bessie. And for peace in this weary town.
Peace is gone from me forever. The strike was to be our salvation, and now it's our ruin.
Mother.
Hello, John.
Do you not want the lamp lit?
I can see well enough in the dusk. I'm only sorting linen. I sent Fanny up to bed.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be out all day.
Well, I'm sure you have plenty to talk about.
I've been walking.
These Damask napkins are from my marriage. We never use them. I've unpicked my initials. I'll sew hers in now.
Miss Hale refused me.
She cannot. Why? Her honour.
Because... she doesn't love me, Mother.
Then I hate her.
Don't say that. I love her still.
I thought I'd lost you today, and now to see you suffering so, if you won't hate her, then I will.
Cares for me but you.
A mother's love is from God and holds fast forever.
Oh, I have a note here from Mrs. Hale.
What does she want now? A visit.
Oh, she's dying. We must do what we can for her.
Does she think I have so much leisure time?
I'm going to my office. I must look over the contract from Dieppe and see if I can postpone our delivery for a few days. Belfast weavers are slow on our machines.
The warrants have come for you to sign for the arrest of the riot leaders. John!
Leave them.
And they have found the man who threw the stone.
They will all be punished enough by those who knew them. Let us talk no more of love and hatred.
Good morning, sir. First class, step up here, sir. Any luggage?
Yeah, only this bag. Thank you.
I must sit this carriage.
Can I see your ticket, sir?
My ticket. Here.
Third class is down the other end of the platform.
I see.
It's most kind of you to call, Mrs. Thornton.
I came because my son asked me to.
I am not well, and
I... So I have heard.
I don't expect to live much longer. Would you sit here for a moment?
I prefer to stand.
Margaret will soon be unmothered.
We all stand alone before God.
You have a daughter?
Yes, Fanny.
Is she promised in marriage yet?
No.
Then you must feel some of the anxieties I do. Who will look after them when we are gone?
Your daughter has a strong will of her own, it seems to me.
She is a girl of 20, in a strange town. She needs a friend.
You wish me to be a friend to Miss Hale?
Please, call her Margaret. You will promise me then?
I cannot promise to be a friend.
Oh.
However, as it is your request, I promise that if I ever see her doing wrong, I'll tell her so, truthfully and plainly.
Oh, Margaret is not one to do wrong. What she needs is some tenderness.
It's not in my nature to show affection, whether I feel it or not. But I will watch her conduct for you and give her my advice.
Thank you. That means so much to me. Will you take this? It was my prayer book at my wedding, and I should like Margaret to have it one day when she weds.
Very well.
Goodbye, Mrs. Thornton.
Dixon! Dixon! Yes, miss, I heard it. I'm fetching a lamp.
Be careful.
I put the chain on.
Can you see?
Excuse me.
Who do you want, sir?
Miss Hale, my sister.
Margaret!
Margaret! Is Mother still alive?
Yes, Mother's alive.
Oh, Margaret, my little sister. Why, look at you. Look, you've grown up.
Shh, now you wake your parents.
A dark, damp citadel.
No. In the daylight, you'll see there's a fine view to the moors from the upstairs window. We've put Mama's couch there, so she has some light and air.
Air? In Milton? What on earth possessed Papa ever to leave Helston?
Shh, Mama, we'll wait.
What a shock to see her sleeping face. So old and grey.
Papa couldn't remain in the church any longer, Frederick. I wrote and explained it all to you.
Yes. Although I was never so devout as you, sister.
And Papa goes through enough self-recrimination, you know. He doesn't show it. So please don't ask him about it.
I'm angry, Margaret. Aren't you angry too? It's killing Mama. It's quite clear she's pining away.
I don't know the cause.
And you, at your age... You should be out dancing every night, not making up the fire and scrubbing potatoes. Come here. Look at your hands. Your poor hands. So dainty. Long, tapering fingers. Does no man cherish these hands yet?
I'm quite content here. Besides, Mama and Papa need me too much to think of any other life at present.
No. You sit down and let me do the fire.
This is like a dream. To watch you here at last.
Ah.
Dixon says there's an art to making up a fire, and you're either born with it or you're not.
Deary me, if Dixon has been your only soulmate, no wonder you frown all the time.
Do I?
Well, it's only a little frown, and it's quite appealing. What a serious young lady you have become.
Have I?
Mind you, you were a very serious little girl. Do you remember when I climbed the wall and stole an apple from next door and you scolded
me? We had an orchard of our own.
Ah, yes. But stolen apples taste sweeter.
Frederick, are you still in danger of your life?
Shh, shh, shh. Don't think of that tonight, Margaret. Think of us here and our childhood in Helston.
Do you remember that?
Why, are you surprised?
Well, all the exotic places you've travelled.
There is only one home.
Yes.
And we are both exiles from it. Look at your eyes. They are quite beautiful, but too sad.
Oh, Frederick, Mama was beginning to love me so. And we've learned to understand each other, and now death comes to snap us apart.
Oh, poor little woman. To be nursing your mother alone like this.
Dixon has been very kind to Mama, attending her every need.
I dare say. She was always fiercely jealous, guarded Mama as if she were porcelain and we were skittles to be kept away from her.
Yes,
so you can remember how to laugh.
Won't you come back to England? If we organised a retrial, couldn't you prove you acted honourably?
I have no faith in the British Navy to organise a fair trial. They like to make an example of those who speak out against injustice by hanging them. Besides, I no longer consider myself an Englishman.
What do you mean?
One can make a new home. Well, you know that, Margaret. And none better than one you make with your beloved. I have met the sweetest woman in Cadiz who will one day be your sister-in-law. She's called Dolores, and you will like... No, that is too poor a word. You will love her when you meet her.
When? You're to marry?
Yes, but I must tell you, Margaret, that I have also left the Church of England.
You're not an unbeliever.
Not at all. I'm going to be re-baptised.
Why?
For the sake of Dolores and her family, I am becoming a Roman Catholic.
Oh, Frederick, don't mention this to Mama, will you? Whatever you do.
Of course not.
What is she like? Is she pretty?
Pretty? Why, open my pocketbook.
This?
Yes, and draw from it that lock of hair. Yes. Now, what do you think?
I think it is beautiful, silky black hair.
And now, imagine, she wears it in a long plait to her waist. You will come out to stay with us and we will make you dance again.
Yes, Papa. Look who is here. Oh. Everything will be good again.
Sir.
No, not now. Don't tell me it's you, Frederick, not now.
Papa.
The shock, probably.
And your mother dying. Yes, it's all too bad and too late.
It is not too late to love a little, Papa.
Are you my son?
Yes. And see what a fortunate man you are, sir, with a son and a daughter at your side.
Mom. Mother, come in. I'm not keeping you awake.
I don't sleep so well. I saw the lamp on your desk.
Oh, I thought I'd go through these figures again. We have 2/3 of the cotton ready for Dieppe.
It's a simple decision. You must sack the Irish and re-employ the Milton men at a lower wage. Then we may regain our lost time.
No, it's not as simple as that.
But the most curious breakfast I ever had, by far...
What, Frederick?
Can you guess, Papa? In Mexico.
Cactus.
Oh, no. Imagine the prickle.
We give up.
Rattlesnake.
No.
Yes, and do you know, roasted over a fire, it is like a capon.
Oh, my goodness. And here we can only offer you muffins.
Another bite, please, Margaret.
Here. Now you've got honey on your chin.
Oh, Frederick, you're my baby again. For as long as I hold your hands, Margaret will have to feed you mouthfuls.
I will sit here all day like this if it pleases you.
Oh, yes.
We can make all our meals picnics round the bed.
Except when Dr. Donaldson comes. Oh, dear, what have you seen?
This business of a court-martial, I've been thinking.
Papa.
If we found you a truly reliable lawyer...
I'm afraid a lawyer might turn me over to the police and take the £100 reward on the spot.
There are honourable lawyers. That fellow you knew in your Harley Street days, Margaret, his brother married Edith.
Henry Lennox.
Why, are you blushing?
No.
You could write to him, couldn't you? Trust him with our family secret.
Yes, I will write. If you will help me, Frederick.
I understand you. It will be a business letter only.
Never, it will never happen to me.
Fanny, what is
this? Go away. You don't understand. You have no desire to marry. Never, ever, ever. I've grown too old. Look. Look in the mirror. See how pale and... I'm growing old.
Calm yourself.
Calm yourself. Yes, that's you, isn't it? Nothing. Nobody cares in this house.
Yes.
You have your world, but I'll be stuck forever in this house.
What is all this about?
No dancing, no music, no parties, no... I sit and practice the piano all day. For whom? Nobody listens.
Hold her.
Fanny is afraid she will never marry.
Oh, and you think marriage is a guarantee of happiness, do you?
It would be. It would be something new.
Something new. Read this, John.
What is it?
A letter from Mr. Bell. The rent is owing.
Yes. I asked him if I could postpone payment during the strike. And when we've completed the delivery to Dieppe, we'll
you
give him
a... You did this behind my back? But you'll be asking for loans next.
Yes, that may well be.
What do you mean, John? What do you mean?
Arthur Clough was returned from Dieppe this morning. They don't consider the quality to be up to standard. I will have to employ Milton Weavers again.
And if not?
We might lose the mill.
Gambling!
Lose the mill? Would we be homeless again?
It is possible.
How can you say that so coldly? You don't care about anything, do you?
That's not true.
Oh, except your imports and exports dancing a jig.
I do care. I do.
Fresh fruit, fresh peaches, lovely peaches, peaches, grapes, pears. What will you have?
Oh, Frederick.
What have you got there?
Let me see.
Such pears.
And so prettily laid out on their leaves.
When did you get them?
Oh, they're not my doing. A man brought them to the door just now.
Frederick, you mustn't open the door to anyone.
It was only a tradesman.
Did the man ask who you are?
No, why should he?
My dear, white peaches.
Are they soft?
Perfectly ripe.
What did he look like, this tradesman?
Very tall, glum fellow, made of Milton iron, I dare say, with a brow carved out of granite.
Ah, we know who that is. Not a tradesman at all, but an eminent manufacturer. How kind of them.
You mean he was the chap you were telling me about the other night, Margaret?
Was I?
Then you are starved of dancing partners indeed. Come, come and waltz with your old brother to console yourself.
Excuse me, Master Frederick.
What is it, Dixon?
That young woman called again at the back door. It's about her sister, Bessie.
Lift the shroud back if you like. I never saw a dead person before. Our Bessie. She's at peace, isn't she?
Aye. At last. I did her the best I could. I put her in Mum's dress that we kept. Seeing as Bessie never married, I thought she might as well wear it now.
I brought a cap of mine as yours.
She wanted particular to be buried in something of yours. Talked about you all the time. Kept asking for you, even at the end.
I'm sorry I wasn't here.
Her last words to me were to keep our dad from turning to drink. Then she closed her eyes.
She didn't fear death as some of us do. Goodbye, Bessie.
You've no reason to visit us now, have you?
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Mr. Higgins. I came to pay my respects.
Where have you been, Dad?
Don't mind me, Mary.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Higgins.
All folk must die. But she were before her time.
I hope she didn't suffer too much at the end.
I didn't see her die. I wasn't here.
Dad's cut up because he was at the Union Committee when Bessie died. I sent word, but it were too late.
I'm off out.
Wait, Dad, don't, please. Remember Bessie's last words.
So you say. How do I know?
I'd like to talk to you.
Would you? Would you now?
Yes.
About fancy paradise notions?
No.
Get out of me way.
No.
She was so afraid you'd come to this.
Can't a man have a drink when he's down?
Mr. Higgins, have you had your tea yet?
What? No.
Then I'd like to invite you to come home with me and take tea with my father, would you?
Oh. He's a parson, isn't he?
He was. He's a dissenter.
Well, 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 I dare say I have a few questions for a dissenting Christian.
Mary?
No. I'll stay here with Bessie, but thank you, miss.
Thoughts that do often lie too deep for tears.
I would like to have seen the hills where Mr. Wordsworth walked.
They're not unlike the moors you can see from the window, Mama.
Papa! Oh,
what is it, dear?
I have made a very rash invitation.
To whom?
A weaver. I've asked him to tea.
Margaret, you are a wild democrat.
What if Frederick is seen?
The weaver need not come upstairs.
Besides, Maria can't receive guests today. You'd better show him to my study.
I already have.
Oh, dear.
And Papa.
What?
Don't mind too much what he says to you. He is a little drunk. And he is an unbeliever.
What's that?
It's Bessie's father.
Now I've spoiled your reading together.
Frederick can continue, can't you, my darling?
I doubt I can do it as well as Papa.
I'd better ask Dixon to prepare some tea.
Read me There Was a Boy.
And it shall hush you to sleep like a lullaby. Now, are you settled?
Plump the pillows as you did them before.
There.
Oh, thank you. And then, Frederick, your hand in mine, please.
Of course. Lot of books.
Yes. Well, it's very interesting to have the opportunity to talk to a Milton weaver. I've met some of your fellow men on the streets, of course, but not to converse.
You're a parson who's out of work, I understand.
Yes, that's...
A man in the same fix as myself.
The strike's over.
Failed. Did you know that, Miss Hale?
Because of the riot.
Aye, the Union's command was to keep the peace, but certain men brought their word.
You didn't calculate for human passions getting in the way of reason. There's an unfortunate tendency in Milton to treat people as if they're parts of machinery.
You know, do you, sir?
Papa is only... You'll find work again, won't you? You're a famous worker, I've heard.
When Hamper opens his gates again, I'll not be waiting outside.
Why?
He has some cant about wages finding their own level. How a strike only forces them up for a while, and then they'll drop again.
Indeed. Capital and labour. I have a book here, might interest
book stuff? You. The truth can't be shaped out in words like sheet iron.
I wish the masters and men would meet and talk. It seems to me you have the same interests at heart.
You think they'd listen to us?
Thornton might he not, Margaret?
I don't know.
My daughter has a prejudice against Mr. Thornton, even greater than yours, Mr. Higgins.
Oh. Well, she might. Thornton's the worst of the lot.
How?
Send him for the Irish that drove Boucher and all to riot, and then go in soft when it comes to punishing them.
Is he?
He's decided not to press charges, saith they'll get punishment enough from us that knows them.
Well, that's true. More than that would be revenge.
You're very angry with Boucher.
He broke his word. I thought he believed in the Union.
How did he come to be a Union member if he was so opposed to its principles?
Well, if a man don't belong, no one will speak to him, well or sick. Not even if he works at a loom 2 yards from you.
That's tyranny. Mr. Higgins, how can you condemn the masters when you practice such bullying on your own folk?
The Union sounds more of a curse than a salvation.
It's a curse made by the masters. Their fathers ground our fathers to dust, and we must stand up now against injustice on lives gone.
Can you forget and forget?
With my own Bessie lying dead in my home.
Has any man said a prayer for Bessie?
No one would think to.
Then, if you like, we could kneel together now and ask for peace for all our souls. We who know so little, but have faith.
Mama!
Oh, my Mariah.
Am I too late?
No.
Frederick was
no.
with her. Oh, Margaret, what am I to do?
I am here, Papa. I spoke to the vicar at Crampton Church. I believe that's where Mama wanted to
be. I cannot even go to Mama's funeral. I cannot go, cannot be seen.
There's 2 letters came for you, Miss Hale. And 1 for you, Mr. Hale.
Thank you, Dixon.
It's a reply from Mr. Bell.
Is he coming to the funeral?
No, he cannot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He says he's unable to cancel his Oxford lectures for that day. He will make a visit to Milton in 2 weeks, if that's acceptable.
That will be a comfort for you. And here is good news. A letter from Henry Lennox. He says he will meet you, Frederick, at his chambers in London.
Is it worth it now?
For us.
Yes, I'm sorry. So dark this morning.
Autumn setting in, Master Frederick. We get these fogs in Milton.
How soon can
he... He says he can't promise much. To search out witnesses from 10 years ago will be hard, and... Oh, he can't meet you until next week.
Well, there's no hurry, is there?
But still, that's some good news, isn't it?
Nothing's settled.
Drink some tea, won't you, Papa?
Shall I bring some muffins?
Don't worry, Dixon.
You want to keep your strength up, miss. You'll have to manage everything now.
And this letter is from Edith. See the stamp, Frederick? Were you over in Corfu? Edith writes, the sky is always blue, and the band plays from dawn till dusk, and grapes are as common as blackberries. Sholto is a darling baby, you must see him. Cosmo is getting stout. He's organised a picnic this afternoon with the officers of the Hazard at anchor in the bay. And, she asked after you, Papa. And, oh, do you still have my Indian shawl? That's the one you like, Papa. It's so hot. I tried to wear my Indian shawl at a picnic, but I was smothered. So I made it into a capital carpet for us all to sit on. When you come and visit, don't bring warm clothes. Tell your... The air here will do her good.
Margaret, how can you be so calm?
He was weeping all night. I couldn't sleep.
He won't even let me take his hand.
I must write to Mr. Thornton today.
Why, Papa?
To be my companion at the funeral.
Don't ask Mr. Thornton.
I need someone beside me, Margaret, or I'll break down utterly. I cannot go alone.
But I'll be with you.
Don't be foolish.
What do you mean?
My dear, women of your class do not go to funerals.
Why ever not?
Because being unable to control their emotions, they are liable to display too much feeling in public.
I won't.
Sarah, that's not how you empty the grate, is it?
Sorry, ma'am.
Fetch your dustpan.
Mother, a note from Mr. Hale, informing us of the funeral of Mrs. Hale on Thursday morning.
Well, we can send the carriage.
You won't send the empty carriage.
It's known as a mark of respect.
A hollow one for distant relatives.
You regard those people as your friends.
Mr. Hale has been a great teacher to me over the past year and a half.
And I notice you gave up Latin and Greek lessons when the strike began. They didn't prove so useful after all.
Pressure of work. Mr. Hale quite understands. Well, Mother, how shall we reply to this note?
I will send the carriage.
Then I will go on foot.
Come away now, Papa. We must leave her.
Leave her?
You're getting cold.
Hold me, Margaret. I try to bear it. I know it's God's will, but what? Pray for me. I have no faith to pray.
Good morning, sir. Miss?
Mr. Higgins.
May I help you there?
Oh,
steady, sir.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind me coming by. I wanted to show my respects.
No, of course not.
Rest by the gate a minute, sir.
Oh, yes.
Even Mr. Thornton must have a heart in him somewhere.
Mr. Thornton?
I've never seen Mr. Thornton turn out like that. Stood there humble with the rest of us.
Do you have any spoiled fruit, you know, to give to a hungry traveller?
I'm serving this lady here.
Oh, I... Begging your pardon, ma'am, I'm sure.
Thank you. Yes, and 2 pounds of pears. That will be all.
My boy will deliver the box this afternoon. It's the Hales in Crampton, isn't it?
Yes, thank you.
Wait.
I don't give money
away... I wouldn't
away...
ask for charity off you, Miss Dixon. We're old friends.
You're quite mistaken.
Hampshire friends, or have you forgotten all your southern acquaintances, Miss Dixon? Is it still Miss? Are you married now? Mr. Leonard's. Of course, you've not seen me for many years. 10, is it? Since I sailed away on the Orion with young Master Frederick?
No.
Ah, I reckon that would jog the memory. Having a pleasant stay with you, is he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, very good, yes. Worth keeping it a secret, isn't it, Miss Dixon? He's a valuable asset, isn't he? Worth, what is it, £100?
Let go!
Listen, I nearly snared him myself. However, seeing as you're going to lead me to the door, we could split the reward, couldn't we? £50 set you up well in life, wouldn't it now?
Help! Help! This vagabond has taken my purse!
Cush you!
We must be brave, Dixon, and sort Mother's clothes today.
Yes, miss.
Where shall we begin?
You decide, miss.
Her dresses.
Very well. Oh, no, I can't.
The hats. No, the nightdresses. Let's begin with those.
If that's what you want.
We'll empty the drawers onto the bed and then we can...
What are you going to do with them all?
Parcel them up for the almshouse and some for the church and then we can...
Yes, her shawls.
And what's this?
A cap your mother embroidered for Frederick when he was a baby. She liked to have it by her.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've been trying not to, but that...
Miss, I'm so frightened, I don't know what to do.
What is it?
Master Frederick, I've put him in so much danger, so I have...
What do you mean?
He ought to leave here immediately, this very evening. He's been recognised.
6:20. We have 10 minutes until the London train, Frederick. Let's walk down this part of the field.
Leave me now, Margaret, and take a cab home.
How can I go until I've seen you safely off? Besides, I promised Papa.
Leonards wouldn't think of coming to this station so far out of town.
If he has been watching the house, he will have followed us here.
Look, it's nearly dark and I won't be seen. I don't like to think of you making your way back alone.
Oh, I've grown quite fearless in Milton, you know, walking about by myself.
I think you won't allow yourself to be afraid. Look, let's sit here on the stile.
Will you write and tell me what Henry Lennox says as soon as you've had the meeting?
By the very next post.
I wish you didn't have to wait about in London for a few days.
Look, as soon as I've met with Lennox, I'll take a boat to France and await news of a trial.
But where will you go in London, supposing...
Don't worry for me. I've become an expert at hiding over the years.
Oh, I'll miss you.
You'll come to Cadiz before long, I'm sure. Think about that, hmm?
Frederick, someone is coming, listen. Oh,
shh. Oh, my poor sister, you're so full of anxiety.
Where can we hide?
Better to remain still.
Put your
against my shoulder. There. Not a word.
Good evening, Miss Hale.
Good evening.
Who was that?
It was Mr. Taunton.
Well, if he is a gentleman, as Papa says, then he will not say a word. Oh, Margaret, you're shaking.
You are all I have left in the world, Frederick. Apart from Papa.
And you are my only sister and very precious.
What if I lose you? What if you are captured and hung, all because I wrote that letter that brought you home?
Margaret, I have only one belief in life. If you do a deed, and it is a bungle, then you must do another deed, a bigger deed, to make it better. You can never wipe the slate clean, but you can write a new line on top.
The signal is down. The London train
did
is coming.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Well, we must go now.
Frederick, I love you.
And I love you.
Here, get the saw.
You are so strong. See, we've done it.
Get in the carriage and check for...
Excuse me, miss.
Ow.
What do you think you're...
Foster, here, just... Got some time?
No. No, you don't.
Quick, jump in. Was her? Is he dead?
Where did you say he was?
He came along here drunk and swearing at me.
You were waiting for the train?
Mrs. Thornton sent me to collect a parcel.
I cannot see anyone on the platform.
The gentleman pushed him off the edge down there.
Well, the gentleman's gone to London. We don't know who he was.
No, but the lady, that was definitely Miss Hale.
In episode 2 of North and South by Elizabeth Gaskell, Emily Mortimer was Margaret and David Threlfall was Thornton. Mrs. Thornton was played by Sue Johnston, Mr. Hale by Russell Dixon, Mrs. Hale by Delia Corrie, Frederick by Julian Rind Tutt, and Higgins by John McArdle. Naomi Radcliffe was Fanny and Bessie, Catherine Hunt was Mary, Vanessa Rosenthal was Dixon, and Martin Reeve was Boucher. Other parts were played by Keith Ladd, Robert Whelan and Alice Fox. Episode 2 was dramatised by Charlotte Keatley and directed by Michael Fox.